News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Authorities in San Diego say they've closed down a Mexican drug smuggling tunnel running through Otay Mesa Industrial Park and Tijuana. Agents also found and confiscated a large quantity of narcotics in the tunnel.
Agents seized over 325 pounds of cocaine and over 17,000 pounds of marijuana.
That's Derek Benner, San Diego Special Agent in Charge of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The agent in charge says that the complex was sophisticated, utilizing electricity, a rail system, and ventilation. The investigation still ongoing into that find of a tunnel. Halloween safety on the minds of officers around Wisconsin tonight and in Marshfield. The vehicle traffic in one popular trick-or-treating destination was blocked. Police Chief Gary Jepson said that was to help protect the roughly 1,500 ghosts and goblins that descend on West 5th Street.
It does get so congested with traffic that I'm quite confident that it led to parents becoming concerned about the welfare of their children, you know, moving throughout the area with so much traffic around.
In Marshfield, West 5th closed between Oak and Adams Avenue and Cross Streets, Wisconsin, and Hardacre Avenues were shut down as well to keep the kids safe. And how many police officers? Jepson says about double of a normal night. The police chief in Minocqua has resigned after the northern Wisconsin town reached a settlement with its former administrative assistant. The town board accepted Andy G's resignation last night after 6 years as their chief. The town reached the $100,000 settlement with his former aide, Julie Mager. Media reports say Mager accused the chief of shouting so loudly at her it could be heard throughout the police station. She claimed G discriminated against her and intimidated her. Lieutenant Dave Jagger will temporarily head up the Minocqua Police Department until the permanent chief can be hired. A bicycle rider involved in a Wednesday afternoon crash in downtown Wausau is recovering. 55-year-old John Allstedt was on his way home from work at UMR when he entered Alexander Street from the Pizza Hut parking lot, right into the path of an eastbound car. Allstedt ended up with several broken bones and bruises. He will recover. When he gets done recovering, he'll have to take care of a little citation for failure to yield the right-of-way. Lieutenant Michael Edis from Wausau Police said he was very lucky. He was underneath the car just an inch or two from the front wheels. Two Wisconsin Assembly Republicans are trying again to resolve constitutional problems with Wisconsin's photo ID requirement for voting. Freshman lawmakers Mark Bjorn from West Bend and Michael Schraw from Oshkosh are asking colleagues to co-sponsor a bill that would let those burdened by the ID requirement vote by signing affidavits to their specific problems. That includes the poor and those who object to showing photo IDs for religious reasons. The measure would also let veterans use military IDs to vote. Bjorn told WisconsinPolitics.com he wants to introduce the measure now so the law can avoid further legal problems. One of two federal challenges to the voter ID law has a trial set starting Monday. Republicans approved this back in 2011, but it has not been used since February of 2012 because two state judges have struck it down. At least some of Wisconsin's small towns are getting a big city problem, and that's a rash of thefts of catalytic converters from cars and trucks. It's a device that is in the middle of your exhaust system. It's used to reduce auto emissions, and this device contains several very expensive metals. Thieves are taking the catalytic converters and cashing them in as scrap metal, getting about $150 a piece. The problem? Victims have to pay over $1,000 to replace them. A car dealer in Menasha had three of the units taken recently, and they didn't realize it till someone took a test drive and the car was too loud. Authorities are telling people to watch closely for thieves and also to scrap dealers, watch out for people trying to cash in more than one catalytic converter, especially if it's still relatively new and shiny. State Assembly Democrat Chris Taylor said she will not run for Attorney General next year. The Madison lawmaker says she loves her current post and believes she still has a lot of critical work yet to do in the legislature. Republican incumbent J.B. Van Hollen said 3.5 weeks ago he will not seek re-election. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, clouds with spotty rain and mist, little fog, low temp 38. Mostly cloudy and cooler for Friday with light showers in the afternoon, a high of 46. Cloudy and a few light rain or snow showers on Friday night, low 33. Saturday, clouds and cool, a little bit of rain or snow possible early, high 43. Your Sunday, sunny with a few afternoon clouds, high 46. And then Monday, back up to 50 degrees with a cloudy day and a slight chance of a late shower. We do have another chance of rain coming Tuesday and maybe some snow mixed in Wednesday. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.